a 30-minute teaching, not me, from a gentleman from Ohio named Barry Johnson, that he sent me 5 CDs yesterday. We've developing a real good relationship, me and him. We talk quite a bit. And this guy, I mean, Gary Carpenter to me is probably the teacher of all teachers. He's incredible, along with the Big D, Pastor Dave. Pastor Dave's the man. But after hearing Barry Johnson, he sent me 5 of his teachings that are incredible. I mean, I got this one here called The Rock in a Hard Place, I believe it's called. After Barbara leads us through confessions tonight, we're going to play it. If you want guys want to stick around. Melody says I said till 2 o'clock, but I don't remember saying it. But you know what? We'll stay here as long as we got to stay. Not legalistic, just because we want to spend time with God and we want to change. We just want to change. I mean, I think it's time. I don't think there's ever a season for prayer. I think seasons, I mean, prayer is, it's our lifestyle, you know. Basically, it's just time to deny ourselves. It's just our lives, they don't belong to us anymore. And it's time we come to that conclusion in the spirit that we have to love spending time with him more than the very air that we breathe. We just, if we're going to attain to seeing the kingdom of God manifest hundredfold, it's going to take me and you just denying ourselves. There's going to be things that are going to have to change in our lives, appetites and ambitions and habits or whatever. It's just going to, revival's not going to come by us talking about it. It's going to be by me and you denying ourselves daily, taking up our cross and following him daily and losing our life and not saving it. So, you know, if anybody wants to go home early tonight, that's fine. I said it as a joke, but some people took it literally. And I'll stay here with you as long as you want to stay. And, hey, we'll stay here and we'll stay here for breakfast in the morning. It's on Rex. But it's on Rex. But the day's going to come where we're going to have to just spend the weekends or whatever in church and fasting and praying. It's just, amen. I'm excited, too. It's just not today. I'm just saying. No, that we'll stay as late as we want to. If you got to leave, don't worry about nothing. Nobody's going to judge you or nothing. You just walk out the door and go watch your little Catholic show at 10 o'clock with Tom Selleck. And I ain't one to gossip. But Kathy's not in here, though, right? So when Barbara's going to lead us through confession, we're going to have a great time. I've heard her. She does a good job. Gay's not feeling too good. But this 30-minute teaching, it's a 30-minute teaching. I called Kathy about it. Yes, yes, you got to hear this guy because Kathy likes this guy a lot. He's a big old black man from Ohio, Jim Martin's associate. He does what I do for Pastor Bronk. But this guy's a teacher, man. And I loved this teaching. I had to hear it twice yesterday. He sent me 5 teachings, and I heard them all till about 3 or 4 in the morning last night. This guy's an incredible teacher. So I have some of the teachings, but we're going to hear it tonight after Barbara does confession. We're going to have a good time. Leave when you want to leave, but and stay as late as you want to stay. I'll stay. Me and my wife will definitely stay with you. Amen? God bless you. Love all of you. Barbara, where you at? Chair, where you at, chair?
Otto.
You got it?
I saw the line.
Did you?
I saw the line.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We desire your presence here more than anything else. We lift up the services on Sunday. We call them spirit-filled and led by you, Holy Spirit. Those that are to be here will be here, and whatever they need, they will get it, all of them, every time. The table has been set, and we are here to serve you. Amen. Father, I worship you. I glorify you.
I
praise your holy name.
You are not a man
that you could lie.
You have exalted your word
above your name.
Heaven and earth shall pass away,
but your word will never pass away.
Therefore I say,
your glory is present.
Here at the Family Prayer Center.
The sick are healed.
The blind see.
The deaf hear.
The dumb speak.
The lame walk.
The dead are raised.
And the poor
have the gospel Preach to them.
Preach to them.
Thousands and thousands are born again.
Thousands and thousands are born again.
Every week.
Every week.
Here at the Family Prayer Center.
Here at the Family Prayer Center.
While we are able.
While we are able.
To get along with each other.
To get along with each other.
As the Father.
As the Father.
Works revival.
Works revival.
In our midst.
In our midst.
We have that kind of worship. That takes us beyond the veil of the flesh in order that we may worship in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Father, out of our new nature. We give you family worship as your sons and daughters. Father, at the Family Prayer Center,
those that come
will see a people
transformed
to the nature of Christ.
Father, we say
in the name of Jesus,
that
no person ever leaves
the Family Prayer Center
the same way they came.
Every person that comes
receives a touch. From the Good Shepherd. Father,
those that come
who are beaten down
discouraged,
worn out and tired,
we will not leave that way.
We will be encouraged,
strong and mature.
We will leave standing upright,
our shoulders squared.
Our heads held high,
going forth
as a mighty army
to take this planet
for your kingdom,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
your glory
fills every service.
Every person that comes
drinks of your glory.
We leave as earthen vessels.
Filled with your glory.
Filled with your wisdom.
Filled with your love.
Filled with your grace.
And anointed by your Spirit.
We carry your presence with us.
We carry revival
around this world.
Father, we declare.
We preach your gospel.
We will never settle
for man's gospel.
Only yours.
It's the gospel that saves.
The gospel that fills.
The gospel that heals.
That's why we say,
lost be saved.
Empty be filled.
Blind see.
Sick be healed.
Lame walk.
Deaf hear.
Dumb speak.
Maimed be whole.
Dead live.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, that's your gospel.
We settle for nothing less.
We are going for the gold.
We have what we say.
And we say
at every service,
the lost are saved.
People are filled with the Holy Ghost.
The blind see.
The lame walk.
The deaf hear.
The dumb speak.
The maimed are made whole.
And even the dead are raised.
In the name of Jesus.
More than 12 legions of angels
have been loosed to prepare
the way for revival.
Angels have been dispatched
to the four corners of the earth,
intercepting and stopping
every mission
and every assignment of the enemy
that would bring circumstances
against those who would come.
Father,
change those circumstances.
We say.
We say.
Every person who is to be here.
Every person who is to be here.
Will be here.
Will be here.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is no devil big enough.
There is no devil big enough.
No assignment crafty enough.
No assignment crafty enough.
No circumstances bad enough.
No circumstances bad enough.
To keep even one from being here.
To keep even one. Amen.
Amen. Father.
We declare,
your house full.
Your house full.
Father, we thank you.
Father, yes. We thank you.
That this house is free. From all effects of witchcraft. Or any evil thing.
We close the door.
On all practices of witchcraft.
And divination.
Against this house. And the people of this house. Father, we thank you,
For
moving back,
the forces of darkness,
over this region,
opening up a window,
a window of light,
50 miles,
in every direction, horizontally,
and vertically.
There is a fortress.
Of angels
surrounding us,
keeping back the darkness.
Holy Spirit,
soften the hearts
where hurts have wounded,
where calluses have formed,
where walls of defenses have gone up.
Holy Spirit, even now,
soften the hearts,
create atmospheres.
Where the people can hear
the voice of their shepherd.
Prepare their hearts now
so they are already receivers
when they arrive.
From the first word spoken,
from the first song sung,
from the first prayer prayed,
to the end of every service.
The people are free.
To receive from your spirit.
To receive from your spirit.
Amen. 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 The assignments of all devils.
Against the family prayer center.
The people of the family prayer center.
And the leadership of the family prayer center.
All those assignments are dismissed.
In the name of Jesus.
We declare those plans,
null and void.
Devil,
get out of Immokalee.
Jesus is Lord over Immokalee.
Not you.
We are in authority here.
Not you.
Devil,
get out of Immokalee.
Take your demons with you.
Angels,
run them out.
In the name of Jesus.
Take your casino
and turn it into a worship center.
The King of Kings has made a decree.
I am speaking in his stead.
The King has declared,
this is the acceptable year of the Lord.
The King has decreed,
captives,
you are free.
Every person returns
to their original inheritance,
the born again trail.
Father,
you have restored our inheritance
at the family prayer center.
The inheritance is not just known about.
We don't just teach about it.
It is received,
manifested,
and seen.
Father,
you have restored our fellowship with you.
And Jesus has taught us to pray.
Father,
your will be done on earth.
Just as it is in heaven.
As in heaven,
so on the earth.
As in heaven,
so in Immokalee.
There are no lost people in heaven.
Therefore we say,
Immokalee is saved. There are no sick people in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is healed. There are no demoniacs in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is delivered. There are no poor people in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is prospered. Immokalee is blessed. Amen. We declare every captive to be free. Every wheelchair emptied. Every artificial help. They may need them when they come. They won't need them when they leave. We'll have them here as trophies. To the glory of Jesus, our healer. Amen. All manner of sickness,
all manner of diseases
are healed. First time, every time, all of them, no exceptions. Jesus, you healed them all then. You heal them all now. That's what we say. That's what we have. In the name of Jesus. Father, there are impartations of your Spirit in this place. We declare these are the most powerful, the most anointed, the most life-changing, the most revival-producing services in history. Fresh anointings, fresh giftings, like never before. Father, it is you doing the works. Therefore, all things are possible. Soul, my soul, I command you, believe this. Immokalee is in revival. Immokalee is in revival. Yay. And how do I know? Because you're here. Yay. That's how we know you're here. Every backslider, you will come back to God. And you will never leave again. Now, Father, in preparation, I forgive every person.
Yes.
Amen. Their trespasses against me. Father, forgive me. All my trespasses. I have been washed in the blood of the Lamb in order that my record in heaven be perfect. Therefore, I say, because of the blood, what Jesus did for me, according to my record in heaven, I've never failed God. I lay down my life. That the life of Christ may be manifest in me. I take no offense. I give no offense. And according to my record in heaven, I never have. At the Family Prayer Center, the mind of Christ is delivered. Yes. To both the sheep and the shepherds. It is delivered. With such simplicity, such clarity, that no one can misunderstand it. Therefore, I say, the people at the Family Prayer Center, especially me, we all understand every word that the pastors teach here. Every need is met. Yes. No matter how large, no matter how small, there are no cases too hard. There are no cases too late. Whatever they come for, whatever they need, whatever they seek from Jesus, they get it. All of them, every time, no exceptions.
I declare
every captive free.
Yes.
Free in spirit.
Free in spirit.
Free in soul.
Free in soul.
Free in body.
Free in body.
All are delivered.
All are delivered.
All are restored.
All are restored.
Amen.
I say
concerning our corporate worship,
that God fills this house
full of his songs of worship,
in style,
words, and anointing,
and
that we are filled
with all wisdom and judgment
concerning our corporate worship.
I say
concerning the camera media ministry,
that this body is filled
with all wisdom,
grace,
money,
to complete this task
in God's timing.
Amen.
Father, we declare
the roadways into
Immokalee are highways of God.
Angels,
watch over and protect
all those traveling
on Highway 82,
Highway 29,
Highway
846,
and Enables Immokalee Road.
We speak to any demonic
force
that would try to cause death and
destruction
on these roadways.
We call them
to nothing.
We say
that
all assignments of the enemy,
yes,
on these roads
are null and void.
And
we say
all those
who are drawn to this place
will find safe travel
as they come
to have their needs
met
in Christ Jesus.
Father,
you are our
provider.
Yes.
Angels
have been dispatched
to gather in
all of
the finances,
everything
necessary
for this
revival.
Things known about,
things yet to be
revealed,
because
you are our God
who
answers
before we
call.
Therefore,
we say
there
is no lack.
We
operate from
abundance.
We
operate from
surplus.
We
have all,
and
we abound
with
many baskets
left over.
We
have such abundance.
We
can pay the way
for
many to
come
and
many to go.
We
send them out
on
prosperous
journeys for
God
with
abundance
in
a manner fitting,
servants
of the Lord.
Our
financial granaries
are full
because
our King
has
found stewards
that
he can trust,
and
I am one of them.
Father,
if you need anything,
come to
my house first.
Whatever
you have need
of,
come to
my house first.
I've been
bought with a price.
My
life is not my
own.
I am
a first-class
servant.
Lord,
I lay
all my possessions
at your feet.
I say again, Lord,
if you
need anything,
it's yours.
I love you,
Lord,
with
all of my heart,
all of my
soul,
all
of my mind,
and
all of my strength.
And
the second commandment
is
like unto the
first.
I love
my neighbor as
myself.
I love
my enemies.
Jesus,
you
are my
Savior.
You
are my
Lord.
Whatever you ask.
Whatever you ask.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
I am your servant.
I am your servant.
I am your bond slave.
I am your bond slave.
By my free will choice.
By my free will choice.
I serve you, Lord.
I serve you, Lord.
By serving these people. That you love so much. Because you are trying to save them all. And you'd like me, right, to use me to do it. I'm
a vessel
that you work through. Amen. All that I have is yours.
My time is yours.
My body is yours.
My family is yours.
I own nothing.
I
am your bond slave.
Use me as you will.
Father,
continue
to extend your mercy over our country
for the sins
that have been committed
and the innocent blood
that has been shed.
Amen
and hallelujah.
Father,
we thank you
that our country
operates
under
godly leadership.
Father,
we thank you
that
no lives will be
lost
on
American soil
due to
terrorist attack
or war.
We
say
that
the plans
of the enemy
will
be revealed
and
ultimately
averted.
Therefore,
we
lift up
the
blood-stained
banner
over
this city,
written in
blood.
On
this banner
are
these words.
Jesus
is Lord over
Immokalee.
Yes.
Jesus
is Lord over
Immokalee.
Immokalee
is in revival.
Where
Jesus
is Lord,
the
Father's will is
done.
Father,
have
your way.
Not
just 30-fold.
No,
nope, not just
60.
But
100-fold.
And
again we
say,
lost
be saved.
Empty
be filled.
Captives
go free.
Blind see.
Deaf
hear,
dumb
speak,
lame
walk,
maimed
be made whole,
dead
rise again,
in
the name
of Jesus.
Thine
is the kingdom,
thine
is the power,
thine
is the glory,
forever
and
ever.
Amen.
Father,
we lift up the
names
that are
in this box,
our
loved ones.
We
call them all
saved,
born again,
walking
and talking in the
power of the
Holy Spirit.
Holy
Spirit,
send
ministering
angels to
each and every
one of the names
in this box.
We
thank you, Father
God, for all
what you have already
done in their
lives.
And we
thank you, Father
God, for the
restoration
process
that has
begun.
And
we look forward to
seeing them here
and
in your kingdom.
Amen.
Very good.
Yep. There
you go. Great job,
wasn't it?
Oh, wow.
Gay
is officially fired.
Don't.
Amen.
Now
see where Gay
gets it from.
Hallelujah.
He's going to
roll that tape a little bit.
Kathy, if I go
more than 3 minutes,
Kathy, hit me
with your purse
or
shoot me
with a spitball.
She
will.
I know
her. We grew up
together.
This tape
is going to bless
you. It's
not
great
revelation,
but what he
says is just
simplicity.
You know, the gospel
is simple.
It's about
loving Jesus,
and I
was overwhelmed
by it,
and we're
going to play it in a
little bit.
I think,
give me
3 minutes,
and
I won't have
no clothes.
It's going to be
3 minutes.
Jesus
says,
Simon Peter
made a boast
to Jesus.
He
said, Lord,
I will
lay down
my life
for you.
Jesus
said,
will
you really lay
down your life
for me,
Simon Peter?
Well,
his
intentions were
well.
And we know
later on
when he received
the
born-again
spirit
and he
got filled with
the Holy Ghost,
he
gladly
laid it
down.
But in essence, Jesus is looking for me and you. He's asking me and you today, really. He's asking me, Rex, Julio, will you lay down your life for me? And I felt him ask me today, and I didn't give him an immediate yes. I said, Lord, I think I want to. I think I want to lay it down, Lord. I'm not there right now, but I know what I'm called to do in life now. And it's not work in the secular world. I know it's to entertain you and to edify myself throughout the day for the rest of my life, to bring you an everlasting glory. I know it's to separate myself now, and because my life is not my own. Will I lay down my life right now, Jesus? I don't know if I will, but I believe I want to. That's why tonight we have the seed, the spore of God, the seed that's in it, it's time to germinate it. It's time to cause those roots from that seed, that mustard seed inside of us, to make those roots to go down into the dirt, not sideways. It's time to cultivate that seed, to water that seed through the edification process, through the meditation process, through fasting. It's all that affects the seed inside of us. And I really believe that those of us that are here today, I used to worry about wanting everybody to pray and do this, but that's not my concern. I mean, that's not your concern either. Jesus told, and I'm done in 1 minute, Jesus told Simon Peter before, at the end of John, he said, Simon Peter said, is this man not going to die? I'm paraphrasing, making reference to John. Jesus said, don't worry about him. You follow me. So if Rex decides to pray 4 hours a day, or Kathy decides to do an hour a day or whatever, that's not my concern. They're my brothers and my sisters, and it's none of my business either. It is my hope and love, and I'll pray for them because I love them, but I've got to walk. I got to follow Jesus as you got to follow Jesus. You know what you can do in the Spirit. I know what I can do in the Spirit. It's not a competition, but it's a self-denial, knowing that he's asking me, and you, will you lay down your life for me? Lord, I think I will. But you have to grasp this before he gets that CD ready. Really, your life is not your own anymore. But very few will come to that realization. They'll hang on to their life. They'll hang on to it. 99% of the church will hang on to their life, and really, when it's all said and done, will really, and I say this with no malice, will really do nothing for the kingdom but sit here and be good, which is good. They're going to go to heaven. We'll see them again one day. But very few. Pastor Dave said in a tape the other day that 3 out of 10 people will grab this walk and walk with it. That's 30%. That's 30 people out of every 100 that will grab this and take off with. You know, I think that's a little much. I think he's being very nice. But very few are going to deny themselves. But you know what? There's a nucleus, a remnant here. Not that God chose us. He never chooses a remnant. The remnant that's chosen makes himself chosen. He didn't say, well, Kathy and Julio, I'm choosing you. No. They make themselves chosen. That's the biggest, that's where the predestination doctrine comes from, because they say, well, God reserved for him a remnant. No. He reserved a remnant out of their lifestyle when they said, Lord, we will never bow to this world system. We won't bow. So he said, okay, that's your mindset. I choose you. He never randomly chooses somebody. He's not a respecter of person. Julio and Kathy are making themselves chosen. Rex is making themselves chosen. Melody's making themselves chosen. Are we going to have Friday night prayers that extend to Saturday and Sunday someday? Yes. But only those that have ears to hear will come. And if there's just 2 of us here or 12 of us, or it doesn't matter. All it takes is one woman. Yes, one woman or one man to stir up a region and to have the Holy Ghost consume them. So I'm asking you today, through the words of Christ in the Gospel of John, he said, Lord, I will lay down my life for you. Jesus said, will you really lay down your life for me? He didn't at that time. But in John chapter 20, he received his born again spirit. And in Acts chapter 2, they received the Holy Ghost and they changed the world. He came to the conclusion that his life was not his own. I said it once and I'm done. I'm going to go home 1 of 3 ways. I'm going to be martyred, I'm going to be raptured, or I'm going to finish my ministry. We have to have that disposition. We have to have that mindset. This life of ours, it does not belong to me and you. and this church is full of outcasts. But let me. This pulpit is full of an outcast. I don't know your past. It's full of an outcast. But you know what? Blood bought outcasts. Blood forgiven outcasts. And I believe that every person here, you're not here by accident tonight. You're not here just for the sake of showing up. You're here because every single one of us, we have a past in the flesh, and we don't have a past. But we dang sure got a future. I don't know if I can say dang in the pulpit, but we dang sure got a future. We got a future because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and our lives are not our own. Take those words. Meditate on them. Will you really, Julio? Will you really, Rex? Will you really, Melody? Will you really, Barbara and Barbara? Home, will you really lay down your life for me? Well, it starts on Friday nights with a self-denial. Handing themselves, having, you can tell the anointing's not on me because I'm bumbling real bad, but it's okay. I'm not preaching, I'm done. Yeah.